From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin. I recently had a chance to hear performance poet Karen Finney Frock deliver this poem at Richard Hugo House, and as soon as I heard it, I wanted to share it with you because she so perfectly captures how I feel about this particular season in the Northwest. So here's Karen Finney Frock.
I live in Seattle, and I'm a Metro Transit user, and I wrote this poem when I was taking the bus from West Seattle to downtown in the spring. Monster. Even the wet floor of the city bus. That slimy torso, muddy with mountain spit, challenging each rider's ankle to a duel, is romantic on an April afternoon. I board the bus in West Seattle, cross the bridge under the eye of a volcano, pray an earthquake doesn't come while we're on the viaduct, sled the exit ramp into downtown, when suddenly the bus driver stands on his brakes. Rearing up on her hind legs in front of the bus, 2 feet planted in the Puget Sound, yellow claws tapping the tops of skyscrapers, stands spring. Godzilla with a head full of flowers. Gorgon with ivy for snakes. She sniffs the bus, then sneezes, licks every tree twice, shoves her face in the ocean, and shakes her dragon head in a pink fury. Rhododendrons reign over First Avenue. The driver, terrified, turns up Pike, steps on the gas. We spill our purses, fall into each other's laps. He knows spring wants to eat us like fat chickens, sucking the grease from our bones to snap our spines before tossing us skulls first into summer. Take them, she rages at her seasoned cousin. They always liked you better. Monster of an adolescent girl. Spring turns 13 every year. She coats the city in cherry blossoms so it will look like her own messy bedroom, laundry on the floor and the phone ringing. She tosses punches filled with pollen and wails. I know that slut summer is coming with her long legs and her easy love. Spring cries now, and all the hydrants on Pine Street explode, start stomping up the staircase of the city. Mom, have you seen my sunglasses? Mom, I can't find my flip-flops. Spring hates the color brown, hates boring things, loathes the way everyone longs for summer with her brown skin and her pink blush. I'm good enough, she sobs into the clouds. If you loved me like you should love me, I would stay here all year. Spring's tears fall off and coat the bus like oil, where they splash on the concrete, moss and mushrooms grow. She straightens up and steadies herself, shakes out her hair, and unclenches her hands. Tulips fill up the flower beds. When she leaves us, she goes back to the ocean through the Puget Sound. Only the magnolia trees go with her.
That's Karen Finney Frock, performance poet and novelist, reading her poem Monster, which was originally published in the anthology What to Read in the Rain. You can find out more about Karen's work at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword Monster. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.